Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair, and a good day to the distinguished colleagues. Allow me first thank you and your team, and I support the extraordinary work in preparing this session of the GGE. Thank you also for having prepared this document that we're considering. We fully support your functional approach, and we also understand that you did a tremendous work seeking to find a delicate balance, a balance that reflects the different positions expressed throughout the year. We do recognize the advisability of resorting to agreed language from years past. We also think that the conclusions and recommendations should be a reflection of the intensification of our work. They should do justice to the amount of change and maturity that our deliberations have shown in the first session or since the first session of the GGE. We think that's essential. Further, as regards this cluster of paragraphs, we agree with what many delegations have said. Paragraph 15 and 16, for example, and we believe in the delegation of Panama that we have agreed upon the idea of intensification, to intensify in paragraph 16, and we think that that 16 is completely well crafted. Now, as regards the proposal brought forth by the distinguished delegation of Pakistan yesterday, I would say the following. It had to do with PP 16 bis or 17 bis, and that would include ethical considerations, and we would be happy to welcome that change. As regards paragraph 18, we fully support the proposal made this morning by the State of Palestine. However, we also must resolve some doubts that we have with the formulation technology neutral approach as expressed by delegations that spoke before me. Perhaps we could look for language that makes this clearer in the end. And then paragraph 19. There also, we believe that it would be worthwhile to eliminate in the third line, are able to. The idea is to avoid attributing human qualities to autonomous systems. And also, along the same lines as what we heard from Ecuador and Sri Lanka, it would seem to us that it would be better to eliminate without further human intervention or consider the alternative as proposed by the State of Palestine. Paragraph 20. For my delegation, this is a crucial paragraph. We hope that it remains in the final document. In the final version, we don't think that this should be limited only to international humanitarian law, but rather it would also be important to reflect the relevancy of international law, including international humanitarian law, as well as its ethical considerations. So we could support the proposals made yesterday by the Philippines or this morning by the State of Palestine. In the fourth line, as the delegation of Sri Lanka mentioned, it would be important to maintain significant consistency with regard to the second line. We talk about development, deployment, and use. But we also note that there is a paragraph that really does look at the effects instead of the system. And along those lines, we would like to suggest that there'd be a mention of operations, performance, and effects instead of just effects. And to wrap up, I would like to support that which Austria and Ecuador have said. We do believe that the lethality is not a requirement. We would prefer throughout the text for us to refer to autonomous weapons systems. Please know that you'll have our constructive construction to bring this process to a felicitous port. My delegation will be working towards consensus, but consensus should not be understood to be a veto at the same time. I thank you.